Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. A succession of recent fatal shootings of high schoolers has some pushing for violence prevention workers to get into Chicago public schools, even if those workers have a criminal record. Arnie Duncan, the former CEO of CPS, runs the violence prevention group Chicago Cred. He says he understands state law prevents people with certain criminal backgrounds from working in schools, but he says violence prevention workers who have been involved in gangs themselves can gain kids' trust and help them avoid trouble.
At the end of the day, the kids that need the most help are being denied the people who could be the most helpful. So the best resource for them, they're locked away from.
City officials say they're open to partnerships, but logistics need to be worked out. Chicago anti-violence leaders gathered yesterday at the South Shore Cultural Center, a day after another high school student was shot and killed in the city. Two other students were murdered a week ago. The anti-violence workers want to reduce gun violence by 50% in the next 5 years. But leaders, including Mayor Brandon Johnson, say the city can't give up and point out shootings are actually down over the last 2 years.
Our challenges with community violence didn't appear overnight, and they won't resolve overnight. But all of us have to dig deep and continue to make sure that every single child has an opportunity to grow up in a thriving neighborhood.
Part of the plan involves expanding something called community violence intervention. Community groups want to connect with thousands more people at risk of being shot over the next 10 years. Chicago-based McDonald's says it's looking into a report that the fast food giant is connected to prison labor. An investigation from the Associated Press this week finds labor performed by people in U.S. prisons feeds into the supply chains of some big-name brands. Brands like Whole Foods, Walmart, and Target. The AP found lots of these jobs are dangerous, and the workers are sometimes paid pennies per hour, if at all. Journalists also tracked some inmate transport vans from prisons in Alabama to a company that supplies meat and fish to McDonald's. In a statement, McDonald's says it's, quote, committed to promoting ethical employment practices across every corner of our supply chain. Its press office did not respond to questions about whether the company knew about the prison labor or if it has policies against it. A Dallas pastor has succeeded Reverend Jesse Jackson as head of the Chicago-based Rainbow Push Coalition. Frederick Haynes III says Jesse Jackson is his mentor. Jackson founded Rainbow Push in 1971, after working under Martin Luther King Jr. for a few years. As Rainbow Push's new president, Haynes is looking toward fighting for economic prosperity and against voter suppression in black communities, among many other initiatives. With the Supreme Court reversing affirmative action and state legislatures passing anti-DEI bills, Haynes says their work is needed now more than ever.
We think that the civil rights movement sought and fought to accomplish has been dismantled or rolled back in the aftermath.
Haynes is based in Dallas, but says he will sometimes work from Chicago. Something else you should know. A judge has sided with the city of Chicago and denied an application filed by activists to march for abortion and trans rights on the eve of the Democratic National Convention. Activists wanted to march down Michigan Avenue and State Street as national media and thousands of Democratic delegates settled into their hotel rooms ahead of the convention. The city denied the permit, citing a lack of police resources to handle the crowds, and offered an alternative path in Grant Park. The organizers asked the court to intervene, calling the alternative a, quote, dead zone. But an administrative hearing judge yesterday affirmed the city's denial and agreed that the protest would, quote, unnecessarily interfere with traffic in the area. Today's weather. This weekend is going to be mostly clear skies with highs in the upper 30s. Later today, the new musical Illinois opened last night at the Chicago Shakespeare Theater. It tells a story using the music from Sufjan Stevens' 2005 album Illinois. And the show doesn't really have spoken dialogue, so it's all about the music and the movement.
It's almost like watching a silent movie that's set to a soundtrack when you come and see it.
My Rundown co-host Aaron Allen talks about the show with director, choreographer, and co-writer Justin Peck. That conversation is today at 1 o'clock. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening, and have a great weekend.